as again, you all know I'm very selective of projects, ma. So during, I think, during like 20, anyway, my sister-in-law, my sister-in-law, brother-in-law, whatever I tell them to buy, they buy, lah. But it don't start that way. It's always started when they tasted money, then they just ask me for advice. Okay, so during that year, just nice, somehow there's no good ones. I'll say just by reason. But if somehow at the point of purchase, there's new and resale, I'll say try. So to all my members now, what I tell them, my top three new launch haven't come yet. I won't tell you where. My top three new is second half anyway. Maybe you can do something like that. Okay, so it's second half. So I told all my members, instead of waiting, why not go out and try good resale? When you try, I will tell you how much to buy. Because I like to buy so much, I like to buy property so much that I want you to go and buy. Then it's like macam I buy it. So I tell you the valuation of the property. I'll tell you, you buy at this price. If you can get my price, you buy. If you can't get my price, you skip. So there's a lot of trying. It's not like new launch, so easy. I want this one. Oh, then done. Well, now resale a lot of work. Need to arrange viewing, the seller, the Lulu. But to buy the good one selective, you try the resale first. Maybe you get undervalued deal. Who knows? But if you can get it, you can choose to buy. If not, you can always go new launch. I know you like new launch. I say something good about new launch. I got one type of people who only buy new launch, and I also advise them to do that because their income is freaking high. Their income is by 300,000-500,000 range, and their income tax freaking high one. So I told them, for the resale property to make as much as new launch, you must calculate rental. But the rental, if you buy resale, the rental will add on to the income tax. Walao, the tax I siao eh. That's why you say, okay lor, I buy new launch. These are the people who say, you just buy new launch. Because resale is too cheap for you. Okay, then I will give you the tip for my top three. My 4 and 5. 4 and 5 about that. Lentor Mansion, because of 1 kilometer to CHIJ. Number 4, CW. CW. Champions Way. I think that one quite interesting. Okay, I tell you what, I actually start learning. If you tell me 10 years ago, I would not like all these new launch ones. But I started to be more open-minded because there's one new launch that makes a lot of money and I tell people don't buy. See, I also learn from mistakes. And that project is North Park Residences. Everybody say, Xiao Kia buy Yishun? Wow, then Yishun make a lot of money. Hey, then I cannot stick to my own mind, the old mindset. Then I always question myself. Then we should always earn money. Why Yishun make money? It's because Yishun, there's a lot of upgraders and there isn't a lot of quality condo. So that one make a lot of money. So Woodlands will be the up and coming one, which I feel that interesting. If you miss, for all the Woodlanders, if you miss out Champions Way, the next one is a Woodlands White Side. White Side is super should be more expensive. Mixed development at Woodlands MRT station. So this is a standard plot whereby I guess the price should be, developer, you hear? The price should be cheaper, a bit slightly cheaper than Lendor, to be fair. Yeah, so my top three, just pay money, I tell you. Okay. Okay, as you all know, just a few, I think by now you know, I like big projects because usually big project developer I just hope that they don't sell too high so that they can get rid of their units fast, And this year, we have one of the biggest projects and also one of the biggest mixed development projects in Singapore. And one very good city fringe project. Then you know is where already. You still don't know. You're quite bad. Just tell you the answer. Just tell you one answer. What's the biggest project normal plot on? Wow, so bad. Then never mind. What's the mixed development giant project? Then this one you know. Then that's one of my top. No, but although I love this three or four this three, at the end of the day it's still the entry price. The entry price is no one knows until day one. So I just hope that they give chance. So that you all be huakui like that. Yeah, you buy EC4 beta, you need 1 million down payment. I repeat again, if you buy a four-bedder and your loan can't get so much, the down payment is 1 million. So nowadays, now today's EC is very different from previously. Now for those people who can buy EC, you are a gigantic huat kui, yeah? And for that answer, why lock, if you have 1 million down payment, why lock yourself for 8 years, yeah? You as well buy two average size condo. I don't like small condo. Buy the maybe a three bedder, buy two three bedder. I will not go for EC. The good city fringe three bedder today is about 2 million. 2 million down payment 575k only. So you buy two properties, 575 times two is 多少钱? 1.15 million. You still got 600k cash left. That's why 我讲你有钱. That means you can buy two. Okay, the 2 million, 2 million, it can be 2.5, 1.5. Or 2.2, or 2.2, 1.8 lah. But the total down payment 1.15 million, and you have 1.75, 你有600 啊。 很多钱起 啊。 If you are rich, I'm more than happy for you. Okay, why you should buy two? How I always cycle you to buy two is because you can always make money from the investment property and fully pay your first property faster. That's the concept. Isn't this good? But I tell you something. Usually when people have two properties already, they will not want to sell already. Because why? They know that if they sell the second property, they can't buy back anymore. They will not sell and do that. But once you reach this level where you can sell this and fully pay this property, up to you lah. When you are rich, you can do whatever you want. Just tell me how much you have, I can calculate like that. But anyway, you ask such a lousy question, I'll have your answer. Okay, I think you should aim to, you still aim to, but you don't aim too small landed like MacPherson Garden Estate. I'm so bad. But anyway, and no one buys two at the same time. You are not so gutsy anyway. Buy one first. Buy a solid good one in CCR. Then maybe the second one. Because if I hear this kind of profile, it's either you should be business owner one. And if you know that you are doing well in your business, eventually you will have your second landed. Confirm one. So you buy the first good landed. Then you buy based on the size. 越大越好啦, the land size. A bigger land size versus not as good condition is better than smaller land size with total good condition. Because land makes the most money. You focus on that. Second property, you save up, do your business well for that whatever years. Then you took the second landed property later, just like me.
So Marcus actually took it upon himself to design something special for everyone.
Oh! Whoa! You draw one lah. Just now that one I like. I want that one. Wow, you 很有心 leh. Wow, 感动 leh.
用心的.
Wow, lao, 谢谢. Wow, lao, this one. I sell in Carousell. Yay! Thank you. Wow, sure. Thank you. Appreciate. I know him for 14 years. He gave me a lot of chance to share in my journey also. So I really want to thank him as a very good friend who helped me in my career. So
it's very important for you to know that your network is your net worth. I know this gentleman 14 years ago when I'm a nobody.
I think he's also nobody.
But nobody, but we have the right mindset.
Yeah, thank you.
Right, thank you so much, Eric.
谢谢大家 for coming.